Report: Two women help solve case of missing Ohio twin. We really did the unthinkable. By Amy Furr on December 26, 2022. Two Indianapolis women reportedly helped wrap up a case involving a suspect and a missing 5-month-old last week, according to the Indianapolis Star. Baby Kason Thomas and twin brother Kier went missing December 19 from Columbus, Ohio. A suspect allegedly took their mother's car, which he left with the engine running outside at Donato's Pizza while she was inside picking up a DoorDash order. Following an Amber Alert, Kier was found abandoned in the parking lot at Dayton International Airport on Tuesday, Breitbart News reported Friday. During a news conference before he was found, Kason's grandmother pleaded with the suspect, "We ask you, we ask you, we beg you, please, 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 do the right thing. Please do the right thing and just bring my baby home." Meanwhile, Indianapolis resident Cheyenne Delmer told the Star she bought toys on Tuesday from a woman, who called herself May, at a gas station. After Delmer gave her a ride to a store and left her there, she showed her cousin, Mecca Curry, a video she recorded of the person who looked a lot like the suspected kidnapper. Delmer watched the clip again Wednesday after seeing more photos of 24-year-old Nala Jackson. Therefore, she and Curry decided to take action, the article continued. Delmer and the woman had exchanged phone numbers during their car ride. And later Wednesday, Delmer said, she got a call from May about purchasing more items. Unsure what to do with her newfound information, Delmer didn't immediately answer the call. But on Thursday morning, she called her back about the purchases. They arranged to meet at a residence and Delmer, who was convinced by then that the woman was the suspect on the news, brought Curry with her. The pair eventually planned to take the woman to a store and alert police so they could arrest her. But it proved difficult for them to convey to authorities over the phone that they believed the suspect was sitting inside their vehicle. Police later called while the group was still in the car. And Curry said she pretended to be talking to a friend but was able to tell officers their location, the cousins told the Star. Officers eventually found them, conducted a traffic stop, and recognized the suspect whom they took into custody. Jackson was reportedly charged with 2 counts of kidnapping, according to Breitbart News. The cousins then apparently began looking for the missing infant, using a bus schedule the suspect left behind in their car. Since the stolen Honda that Jackson is accused of driving also was missing, they decided to trace the bus route and look for vehicles covered in snow that would indicate the car hadn't moved in a while. The Star report said, adding, at that point, a dangerous winter storm was on the brink of reaching Indianapolis and snow had started falling. When the women stopped at Papa John's and saw a parked Honda covered in snow, Curry ran over and saw the baby. In the meantime, Delmer saw officers inside another restaurant nearby and alerted them to the situation. They quickly took custody of the child, and the women were filled with relief that the ordeal was finally over. At that point, we didn't believe we really did this. We really did the unthinkable, Curry told the outlet. In a social media post Thursday, the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department shared a photo of an officer holding baby Kason as Delmer looked on. "I'm overjoyed. 10 fingers, 10 toes, healthy," his grandmother told reporters after he was found. "We just gotta make sure he got that same smile."